I'm very grateful that your life has led you to us this morning. We are the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta, coming to you live and out loud. Very grateful that you've joined us, that you've chosen to spend some time here at this place and this site, as we are expressing greater and greater ideas. What I want you to know and remember is simply that life itself, the nature of life itself, that all that it asks and all that it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. And as life is showing up and expressing itself as you, through you, in you, in your very best and in your very worst and in all the parts of you, that is still that wonderful gift of the one spirit, the one power moving through you. Know then that we honor and celebrate you, who you are, how you self-identify, whatever culture, ethnicity, or group you belong to. We celebrate you because you're an expression of the divine, your life showing up in a particular way. And that can only be good and good and more good. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this. And if you're enjoying this, and if you find something really useful with this today, I would invite you to also join us on Tuesday evening, 6 or 7 to 8, on our Zoom link for a solstice celebration, a solstice meditation time, to really go within and enjoy the beginning of the light returning to this northern hemisphere. So we do a lot of things, and we believe a lot of things. And a lot, all of what we believe is centered around one basic idea that there is one power, and that's all there is and all there ever needs to be. It is enough. So if you will pay attention now to our Declaration of Principles, which brings forth and forward these ideas in a very specific kind of way. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Today we celebrate the eternal givingness of God to all, along with many other thoughts and ideas. So today, as most weeks, we introduce at this time our practitioner of the day. A practitioner is someone who has studied this teaching, has learned to use it for themselves, and can share it with other people in supporting you in having a greater life. Today, we have one of our co-leaders, Judy Ailey.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Welcome, everybody. We are continuing December's theme of the journey of becoming. And today's topic is the gift of a new journey. You know, of course, as we come near the end of the year, our minds, I think, naturally begin to think about the end of the year and the year ahead. And one of the promises that this teaching makes is that spirit makes all things new. So when we think about the new year, in beginning a new journey, we can know that spirit is making this a new journey for us. Excuse me. In the introduction of the Science of Mind textbook, in the section entitled What It Does or What Spirit Does, one of the main themes of this chapter is that spirit makes all things new. And when thinking about the gift of the new journey, we are called to shift from a life of control to a trust in divine order, that the new journey ahead of us is indeed a gift. It's time to let go of how things have been and know that we are dealing with a principle, a spirit, that is not ever bound by precedent or bound by the way things have always been. Each day is a gift and a new journey. And when we come to the end of the year, and you know, the end of the year, it's really an artificial construct, but we're in it. So we think of it that way. But so for many of us, we take a moment to contemplate the beginning of the new year. This time of year for me is a time of being quiet. I know Dr. Bob has talked about that a lot. It's a time of looking back with a grateful heart for all the good things I have experienced this year and for the journey that I've been through, for maybe challenges that I may have faced and become stronger and more rooted in my faith through them. It's time to take stock of ourselves and determine if there are certain actions that we want to take in our lives. And you know, as we think about these things, and some people might call these things New Year's resolutions, but if we can think about New Year's resolutions in the context of the gift of a new journey, I think it takes on a whole new vibrancy. What new action, or how can we do things differently in the coming year or in the coming days and times to know that Spirit is supporting us in the gift of a new journey? We don't have to feel that life is the same old thing. Spirit makes all things new, including us on our new journey ahead, which is indeed a gift. So as you take advantage of the quiet, we can tap into this time of year to take stock of our lives at this time, knowing that as we move forward into the gift of the new journey, that we are divinely guided and directed in all that we do. And as we make New Year's resolutions, in the context of knowing that our resolutions are part of the gift of this new journey ahead, and that Spirit does make all things new, so we don't have to settle for how it's always been. We don't have to settle for if you've always been a person that hasn't been well or has struggled with money or has been lonely and afraid. We can know that Spirit can transform this and make it new, make it different, make you different. So we can know and have faith and belief that the journey ahead is indeed a gift, that we can embrace this as being so. You know, today's affirmation is a really beautiful one to me. And it says, the Spirit within me makes all things new. So I'm going to get a sip of water here. Where is my water cup? There it is. And ask you to join with me now in a spiritual mind treatment. So if we just can take some deep breaths and relax and know the truth of who we are and know the truth of what this spirit that we deal with, this infinite power. And please accept this treatment for yourself in the first person. I'm going to use the word I, but I am certainly doing this treatment for all who are listening. So please accept this for yourself. I take time right here and right now to recognize and know that there is only one power, there is only one presence, and that this power and presence is everywhere. It's within me, it's within every situation, it's all around me. I'm immersed in it, it is flowing through me as every good thing. I just take a minute to know that this power is so close to me. It's the beating of my heart. It's my body with its flow of blood through every artery and vein and capillary. That is the power and the presence and the flow of life. I'm so in it, and it is so in me. And as I know this, I know that this power is every good thing. It is infinite love. It is opulent abundance. It is divine intelligence, great creativity. It is divine love. It is deep, restful peace. It is vibrant and in its ability and its desire to express itself through each one of us in our lives in greater and greater ways. So we take this time today to look at our lives, to look back over the year, to look back over the months, and to know that we have come on a journey, that we have made it through, and that we are grateful. There are so many things that we are grateful for. We are grateful for lives filled with vibrant health, lives filled with love and meaning and great creativity and opulent abundance. We are grateful for this presence. And as we face and prepare ourselves for the joy of this new journey that is indeed a gift, we can embrace it with great faith, knowing that as we move forward, that we are transformed, that we can let go of any old ideas of always being stuck, of being stuck with anything that has kept us or felt like, oh, I'm just always going to be sick, or I'm just always going to be tired, or I'm just always going to be alone, or I'm just always going to be struggling with money, or I just have no new ideas. We turn away from all of that and know that we are dealing with a transformative power, a power that indeed makes all things new. This power doesn't just patch us up and send us on our way. It transforms us. It makes us new always. At the heart of who we are is wholeness, truth, beauty, perfection. It's always been there. It has always been there. And today we recognize it as so. And we open ourselves up to the divine guidance that is ours for the taking, to know what steps we may need to take to begin this wonderful new journey of life that is truly a gift and that is new in every way. I just am grateful for this knowing for myself and for all others who are listening. I know that the truth of this power and this presence is great benevolence, great grace, love, in peace, and only desires the very, very best for each of us. So we open up to it now. We open up our minds and our hearts to the words that we will hear today in the talk. And we know that it is good and that it is all good. So I just release this now, knowing that it is so, and so it is. All right. We are now going to hear from Janice Stanfield, wonderful musician, and her piece is called I'm Not Lost, I'm Exploring. So away we go. Thanks, everybody.
If I could look down on this path I walk from somewhere way up high, I could see the crooked road that I have come. I walked a mile with sorrow, I walked a mile with joy, and now I'm less afraid of either one. For every tear I've cried, there's a smile that I have earned. For every mile I walk, there's a lesson I learned. I'm not lost, I am exploring. An adventure worth enjoying, though I may not know where I'm going. I am not lost, I am exploring. I am not lost, I am exploring. Some people choose to live their lives on quiet avenues, while others find a place in the parade. Some, like me, are seekers. We take less traveled roads, believing we can find a better way. And though I get discouraged, I won't be turning back. I have joy as my compass and faith as my map. I'm not lost, I am exploring. Life is an adventure worth enjoying. Though I may not know where I'm going, I am not lost, I am exploring. Exploring. All of us are headed for the same destination, so why not blaze a trail that's got imagination? I'm not lost, I am exploring. Life is an adventure worth enjoying. Though I've exploring, I am not lost, I am exploring, I am not lost, I am exploring.
I'm not lost. I'm exploring. Interesting idea. Great idea. I've used it quite often in my life whenever a part of me says, you really are lost. You don't know what you're doing and why you're doing it and where you are. Particularly when I was wandering around during a sabbatical once and really just traveling the country. Many times I found myself on roads I wasn't sure if they were even on a map or what map they might have gone to. And yet I always knew if I kept heading west, eventually I would hit a highway or the Pacific Ocean. If I kept heading south, I'd find Mexico. If I went north, I'd end up somewhere up there in Canada, knowing that I wasn't lost, but I sure was exploring. And I know for all of us, there are times when we are in that mode of feeling lost, feeling uncertain, feeling unsure. We get told every day by the news and by the various versions of the news and the various versions of all of the things happening in the world right now that we should be confused and we don't know where we are and things could get worse and a lot worse and a lot of chaos and trouble and blah, blah, blah. All on and on it goes. However, in the midst of all of that, there is something that is steady. There is something that holds us always in clarity and truth and in moving forward. And that something is the very power and life of spirit within us that grounds us, that gives us a clarity of direction. Sometimes we may not even know exactly what that is, but it's working within us regardless. Chaos theory is a great example of that. You know, in chaos theory, everything looked crazy and chaotic, and yet there's an underlying pattern. There's an underlying order to chaos. Boy, that helps me on days like that, or days where it feels chaotic, days when I don't know which news to listen to or which one might be telling the truth. Yeah. So instead, I take a deep breath and I go within and I listen for that. That place within me, that place within each of us, where spirit resides, where spirit is moving through us, where our awareness of spirit moving through us is so strong and so deep and so real. And I breathe it in. 'Tis the season. And depending on how intentional you are and how much you pay attention to all of the things going on in this season, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's Kwanzaa, it's on and on, and on the celebrations go. And they are layered over older, more ancient celebrations, which are layered over even more ancient celebrations. And they all come out of this event that we are all going through this time of year, which is a change, a major shift and change, which will happen on Tuesday at the solstice, where our physical selves will cease to have, in this hemisphere at least, a reduction of light in our experience and shift over to a full and deeper awareness of light returning, of light increasing day after day after day. And we do it automatically. We all experience it, whether we're aware or not. And then all of these wonderful light celebrations have come up over the centuries of human experience and expression of celebrating. And some of them have historical accuracy, some of them don't. We're not, but what does matter is they have accuracy within us. And sometimes, if we get too caught up in the details, we can get really confused and lost about what to do, what to celebrate. What is Christmas really about? Is it about mistletoe and trees and the ancient Celtic and Druid practices of decorating trees at this time of year to celebrate the beginning and the shift from darkness towards light as the days get longer? It also has come to be totally connected with Christmas. And no one thinks I'm being a pagan whenever they decorate a Christmas tree, nor should they. So you find those things in the celebration that really are exciting to you. And you can find all kinds of things because there's been such a layered additional part to this holiday that we're about to have. But what I'd like for you to consider today is that one of the core ideas that has shown up in various celebrations at this time of year is that it is a celebration of new beginning. It's a celebration of the birth of the divine child within you. You say, well, I don't know if I have that. Yeah, you do. It's there because you are an expression of the divine, and the divinity that you are is always present for you to participate in and enjoy or not. But the divine child is that part of you that is there and present and forever exciting and forever thrilled with newness, forever looking to what is and seeing the joy and the beauty and the power behind everything. You remember when that first Christmas or two that you may remember, those of you who had Christmas. Some of you may have celebrated other holidays this time of year, but think of a time when it was so fresh and new and exciting, something in your life. Remember that? Those were great. It was like, Christmas morning for me was just the most exciting time because we got a lot of our presents on Christmas that were all about getting us through the next year. It was toys, yes, but it was also our clothes and our Sunday best and all of those things we were going to get to take us through the next year of growth. And it was fun. It was the one time in the year we ate dates. I don't know why, but we did. Never ate them any other time. And they were so special. And they awakened in me that, or I don't know if it awakened it or it was recognized by me, but that child within, that this was something fun and joyful and different and new. See, we all crave newness, even as our brains try to stop us and keep us in the regular routine because routines are safer. But there is that spirit within us for whom routine is just not enough. Within us that is always pushing us, always pulling us, always inviting us into something new, a new journey. a new idea, a new love, a new expression. You know what I'm talking about. I hope you're feeling it right now. Something new, something you haven't experienced before, but by experiencing it, you know there's a living, breathing, creative energy within you that is showing up in the newness and as the newness. One of the sad things to me, I think, with this current our current holiday celebration is it has become so about the preparation, you know, the decorating. I don't know about you, but my apartment complex was decorating in the 1st of December. Actually, it wasn't even then. It was Thanksgiving they started. And there's lights everywhere, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And that celebration of beauty is a big part of what this season is about, the celebration of lights and celebration of beauty. But the preparation was such a big deal. And then we get the Christmas tree, and then we buy the presents, and then we do all those parties and those things that we do to stay so busy this time of year. And then finally, we have the day, and we can just go, okay, it's done. And for many of us, we relax all afternoon, bloated on turkey and full on ham or whatever you choose to eat for the holiday, and with not a whole lot of energy left to start the journey. And yet, in truth, that's the beginning of the journey. The old days, they had a good idea that the 12 days of Christmas began on Christmas. And the real celebration and the real excitement and the lights and all of that started on Christmas and went forward. Started on that holiday, that moment, that few days after the solstice, whenever the light is clearly expanding in the daylight time of the North Hemisphere. And then you celebrate that, and then you see it move forward and forward into the world. And pagan early religions practiced it. Christianity and others picked it up and have added to it, but it's always been a part of us. So I invite you to think about, what is the newness trying to happen for you? You know, everything in our world supports us toward newness, towards creating that new journey, towards stepping onto it. You know, we say that the divine is always giving of itself to us. One of the ways it does that is by giving us this impetus towards newness, towards new journey, towards new excitement, new life. Ernest Holmes says that nature will not let us stay in any one place too long. She will let us stay just long enough to gather the experience necessary to the unfolding and advancement of the soul. So if you ever wonder about that, why you kind of get things together, you got them going the way you want them to, and everything just seems so good and so right, and you just kind of, finally, I'm at a place where I can chug along here and not have to think about it too much or worry about it too much, and things just move. Then all of a sudden, it all changes. It's because nature itself is calling us, is participating, and is supporting us as human beings in our soul growth, in our spiritual growth, in our life growth. And while sometimes that newness may feel a lot chaotic and feel crazy and, like the song says, feel a little like we're lost, it is really the beginning of a whole new soul adventure, a whole new place. You know, science supports this. The whole ideas, quantum physics and other new physics, which sees that the way this physical world works, it is not a stagnant thing. Once created, it stays the same. That's not it. Instead, it's an expression, a formation, a physical expression of energy in this moment. And then it creates it brand new this moment and this moment and this moment. not carrying anything over from moment to moment except that which is strongly held in consciousness and in that universal consciousness of life. And then it isn't carried over, it's just recreated over and over and over again. Or it's not even recreated, it's created new. That's why it's so often that we can see people healed in a moment. Because the new moment creates the new reality for the new experience. That's why when you step into that adventure of newness, you know that you're about to change the form and structure of what's gone before. That's why it's so important as we step into this new that we keep a beginner's mind, an open mind, a childlike mind, not childish, hopefully, but childlike. And we go into this and we leave our old perspectives behind. Now we keep the ones that are useful to us and that we still desire. That's a rich thing. But we let go of those things which have bound us or may have felt like they held us back or held us down. It's a wonderful thing. Emma Curtis Hopkins has a statement where she says that you can see it right there. The world will persist in exhibiting before you what you persist in affirming the world is. So if you persist in affirming what you always affirmed, then the world continues to present itself to you as that. If you persist in affirming the world as a creative, living, new, beautiful, powerful place, it presents itself as that. You've heard it said before, probably, you always get what you always got when you always think what you always thought. Yeah. Now's the time where the whole universe, the whole world, at least on this planet, is pulling you and giving you the opportunity to celebrate the newness, to step beyond what you had before. Bringing with you the goodness that you desire and also carrying it forward into a greater goodness. It's really important. You know, this time of year we celebrate the birth of the divine child. And the divine child is simply like a divine good idea that you have. Another way, a metaphor for it, a way to think about it. Because it was born and brought into a manger. And there have been a lot of stories about that. Poor baby Jesus born into a barn. But that's not the real true story there. The true story of that is an inn was just an open space that was guarded and protected. So when people could stay there and camp there in their camps or if on a blanket on the ground, they had a place to sleep that was safe and they could trust that they could sleep there. But the barn is where they put the animals to protect them from the weather. The stable was the warm, protected, nurtured, and loving place. No better place to put a new idea or for a baby to be born than in that warm, protected place. Yeah. So new ideas come to us, and as we get them and we decide upon them and we're going to accept them into our lives as something we want, just like the baby, we got to put it in a warm, safe, and protected place. We've got to nurture that idea. We've got to take care of it. We've got to let it grow and grow. You've been given a gift of a new idea, a gift of a new journey, a gift of a new direction, a gift of a new relationship. And so we, like the tiny child, we protect it in the warmth and safety. It's also interesting that part of that story says that that child has brought great gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Value. is valued. The child is valued, and it's brought gifts of value that will serve it moving forward into life. You bring gifts, you bring thoughts and ideas and actions and practices that will support this new journey, this new thought, this new idea. You know, you'll go, oh, wait, there's an idea that supports this. Ah, that's a relationship. Oh, I get to be more loving. Whatever it might be. So you get it. You need to fill in the blanks for yourself here, because whatever newness is trying to happen in your life, it's real and it's there. You're being invited and gifted an amazing new journey right now. So as I'm talking, think about what those supporting gifts are that will carry that forward. And then open yourself to see which wise persons might bring it to you. That wise person may be you, maybe someone else. And then the most interesting thing happened. For safety, it went into a far country. They took the babe into a far country. Sometimes our best ideas and our newness cannot thrive where we are. But they call us to take it to a new place, a new level, a new experience, a new way of being. And in doing that, we have moved into what may feel like a far country. You know, there's a slogan in the 12-step programs that says, nothing changes if nothing changes. You can't invite some newness into your life and expect your life not to change. Because it's the newness that's part of who you are that shifts and takes you into a new place, a new way of being. So whatever that new idea is for you, whether it's an idea of greater prosperity, you know, there's a rich way in which you can support your own prosperity. And you know what that is? You prime it, you prime it, you prime it, you give it a good start by giving to it. By giving to those things and places which support you and fill you with light and love and joy. Because as you give, whatever you're giving to is what's going to grow and expand. So if you want greater prosperity, then give greater prosperity to other places and other beings. Always works. If your journey and your gift is about health, then give yourself the gift of health. Look for what it means to care for this amazing body in this amazing place of time and space. This is your vehicle. This is what you walk through all of this with. This is what your life through you works through. So we love it. We care for it. We support it. And so many people don't. So many people have such body shame and such negative treatment of this amazing physical self. Many people call this the body temple. It's a nice, more religious-y kind of thing to say, but it's still the same idea. This is the place. This is the energetic, physical expression of the divine as you. So we care for it. We take care of it. We move it forward with ease, with grace, and with goodness. We receive the gifts. We shift the ideas that come with that. We let go, and then we integrate. We integrate into the newness as we move along the journey. We integrate the old ideas, the new ideas. We take what we like. We leave the rest, and we grow. My old teacher used to say, the first law of life is the law of growth. And I think he was correct. We are about growth. We can't stand still. We either grow or die. We either are moving towards greater life or away from greater life, which we call atrophy or death. And we know that life is life is life is life and is eternal. Therefore, we don't really have much of an option. We have the option of changing forms by not supporting our growth. But the growth will still happen when that comes. Falls to the earth, becomes seed, becomes something new and better and different, always towards growth. You know, the other wonderful thing about this gift of a new journey is that it can begin in an instant. It can start at this moment as you are choosing to move forward. In this moment that you recognize and acknowledge it and accept that the whole universe is conspiring on your behalf for you to grow into that which you desire to become. That the journey is always supported. It's always there. And even when things seem to be working against you or coming at you, there's always the movement into the newness that is safe and protected and okay. And for a time, you may live in the far country where everything seems wrong and different and odd and out of sorts to you. And then slowly, you find yourself back in the familiar because the new becomes familiar. And over time, then there is suddenly a call to a new journey. And maybe that's what being on a spinning planet, whirling through the universe around a sun that's swirling around more suns, is all about, that we aren't ever being still, no matter how it may feel or look to us. There's change, and change is wonderful, and it's embracing, and it allows us to move more and more and more toward that wonderful new next. And so I would leave you with just a couple of questions. You know, what is the newness that's pushing through you? What is the gift of a new journey that's coming forward for you? What are you anchored to that's holding you down or holding you back or that you're using to keep from the risk that's sometimes involved? You know, fear and excitement are almost in the same spot in your brain. So sometimes it's not easy to tell them apart, especially when you're looking at stepping into something new. Whether you're afraid or whether you're excited, it may feel similar. What are you holding on? What's anchoring you that you need to release? And what is your best idea of you right now and going forward? Because whatever it is, as Emma said, what you're thinking about, what you're believing in, is what shows up as your life. That's your opportunity. And you deserve it because you are wonderful. And so am I. And so it is. Take a deep breath. Join me for just a moment of quiet. As we listen. Interesting. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's a very loud train whistle going on right now. All around me here. Interesting. So as you breathe in and breathe out, allow whatever images of newness and change and light and life that are important to you to show up. As we move through this next period into the birth celebration of the child within, the divine child, the newness, welcome it. And ask yourself, what newness can I truly welcome and invite into my life? Am I willing? It may be a small step. It may be what seems to be a huge step. It's all the same in the eyes of God. Not one better than the other. We just welcome it. Yes, that one right there. So enjoying and living and breathing into this newness, this expansion, this awareness that life is eternal forever and ever unfolding and showing up in time and space and beyond. We know this, we affirm it, we stand in this truth. We let this be the truth for us here and now. And so it is.
So it is.
Thank you. Take it away, Vance.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bob. That was an awesome talk this morning. And now it's our opportunity to give. And actually, part of what he talked about this morning was giving. It's also near the end of the year, so we've got an opportunity to get caught up. If we haven't given where we want for tax purposes, this is an awesome opportunity for that. But definitely where we are spiritually given, fed, we give back. And this is an opportunity to do that. So if you will with me, the affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You can donate at cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the QR code there. It will take you right to that site to do that. This is the easiest ways to give. And now on to announcements.
Well, this has been a wonderful morning for me. I'm glad you joined us. Thank you so much. One reminder announcement again, and that is our solstice celebration is this Tuesday evening from 7 to 8, maybe 8:15. Depending on how well it flows and how loud and long-winded I get. But we are meeting strictly on Zoom. If you're accustomed to watching us on other venues, I would invite you instead to go to our website, cslmidtown.org, and click on the Zoom link for the celebration and join us there. We will be doing this in very wonderful personal time to be together and a chance to see each other and to build some spiritual community as we are also participating in a program. So thank you. I look forward to seeing you again. Join me, if you will, in this affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Happy holidays, everyone.
Your very generous donation. And a special thanks to Heferlin Foundation for your generous technology grant. And a big shout out to all our committed donors.
New Thought Media Network is on the rise. We're looking to grow with you. Do you have technical media experience? Or perhaps a desire to learn? Are you willing to volunteer your precious time and attention? We share this message to benefit all. If you possess a computer with a camera and a microphone, we will share our knowledge with you. Behind the scenes or being the star, let us bless our one. Contact us at info@ntmedia.org.